Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, July 27th. We're back on the air, and a lot has happened in the past week and a half or so. So I was left hostless here, and so I took a break, and we're going to be auditioning people. So this is cool, and today I'm excited to introduce Anna. Welcome to the show, Anna.
Good morning. Thank you.
Anna is beautiful and very tall. So, and you know why I mentioned this? Because there's an article here on where people are the tallest in the world and the shortest. So we'll talk about that too.
Okay.
But, and it's...
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yes.
Africa.
Africa, the
Maasai,
tallest, you
Maasai,
think?
Maasai, no?
You know what? Actually, well, if you want to get into it right away, then let's do that, okay? So they're saying, you know, obviously people vary in their height around the world and stuff. But when you look at the map of, like, where they're concentrated, what you realize is the more north you go, the taller the people are. And they're saying the tallest people in the world are the men are Dutch men. They're average. They average 6 feet.
Yeah.
And women, Latvia.
Latvia. Yeah. That's actually true.
Have you
ever been to Amsterdam?
I've been to Amsterdam several times.
People are tall there. They're all biking. They're all sporty. They're all handsome. It's incredible. It's crazy.
Crazy. I love that word. That's good. Incredible and crazy and crazy. So, yeah. So, and you come from that part of the world too, so maybe that explains it. You're being tall. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Russia. It's a very broad vision on that. I'm from that part of the. Definitely, I'm from outside of U.S. That's all one
right.
part of the.
Exactly, yeah, like, right. That's how we view it.
Yeah. There is U.S. There is outside. Of
okay,
US.
But would you agree that Latvia is like Northern Europe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
And
I'm
you're
not
close
gonna argue
to
with you.
Right, and it was part of the Soviet Union, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Yeah. So there you go. So to us, everything is Russia, but no. Where in Russia did you grow up?
I grew up in Moscow,
mm-hmm.
born and raised.
Yeah.
Did dancing my whole life and was studying in Moscow State Linguistic University. Didn't graduate, decided to travel the world and do things. And when I was 21 year old, I went to United States for the first time.
Wow. So I mean, what were you doing? So you went to school, right? What made you decide you're going to leave the country?
I don't know. In Russia, we call it shila v popie. It's that twirling thing in your butt that makes you do things. I don't know.
Right. So it's like you have to travel, right?
You have to travel. Yeah, my mom. And then, you know what's interesting? Years later, my mom finally... Mm-hmm. told me that there was a period in her life around the same age she dropped everything and she took a ticket. She got a ticket to Siberia and she moved there for a month.
It
didn't work out and she came back. I was like, Mom, why are you telling this to me only now? And I was in Brazil by then because I lived in the United States for a year and a half and then I was like, okay.
Enough, right?
Okay, my visa is expiring. I don't want to get married. What do? I love Portuguese. Let me go to Brazil now.
Wow. That's amazing. So you had this natural attraction to Brazil?
I love Portuguese. I don't know. I love bossa nova as a music, so Portuguese for me is a very attractive, sexy language.
Wow, how cool is that, huh? So you were drawn to it through the music, would you say?
I would say so. There is this song, The Girl from Ipanema. Everybody sang that. There is a whole culture. You probably know the song.
Of course. Na 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 na. Right?
Na 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 na.
Okay,
tall
well.
And thin and young. And yeah.
Anyways, all right, we both don't know the freaking song.
Whatever. But yeah, that's a great song. And I feel like, you know, I went to Ipanema and I'm like, oh my God, I'm here where the song was written.
Yeah. So that's cool. So you've always been into music, though? I mean, did you grow up with music?
Yeah, absolutely. When you dance, you're kind of into that. And I think the reason I'm rhythmical in the every way, you know, if I edit videos, it's I add rhythm to it because I'm a dancer. So you live with the rhythm. There was some scene in some movie and the guy was like, look, you know, some guy liked the waitress and the other guy was coaching him on how to pick her up. And he's like, look at her. You know, she's doing everything with the rhythm. She's dancing. She's a dancer.
Invite her
for a dance. You know, so I guess dancers have this about them. But you grew up with music too, right? You're into
I'm definitely into music and have been all my life. I mean, to me, Spotify is the greatest thing ever because it's like the biggest jukebox that humans ever created. Any song you want is there. So that's what I do, you know. It's like the soundtrack of my life. Whatever I do, there's music behind it.
You're a Spotify junkie.
Yeah, there you go. So I have it on my phone, in the car, everywhere I go, I have the same music. Think how cool that is. You know, when I was a kid, we had to carry record albums with us to the parties and stuff, you know. And have like a record player. And I mean, that really dates me. But then again, I decided to stop pretending I'm not 56 anymore.
You have to confess now, did you record those cassettes for your girlfriends with the, how do you call
I
it?
I may have, yeah, those tapes and stuff, those cassette tapes. I know I recorded a lot of things. I don't remember recording any love notes, but maybe I did. What do I know, right?
I don't believe you're 56 now. You look more like 35.
Wow. Thank you. Well, you're freaking hired, man. I mean, there you go. Be here Monday, right on time. See, how can you argue with that? You see? That's how you get a job, folks. You kiss ass.
No,
Thank you.
Yeah, just
thank
just
you. No, I feel 35. I really do, you know, and that's why I like to hang out young people more, you know. I mean, people my age are mostly married, they have families, they're already, you know, they're in later stages in their life, you know. And I'm like, no, let me stay, I want to party more, you know. So
that's how I keep it.
But I'm looking forward to next month. I just saw that they announced another show here in LA. It's called The Great Love Debate. And I've talked about the show because we've had guests here that were running the show there. And they started here in LA and then they are all over the country now. And what they do is they invite 100 single women, 100 single men. They bring in like experts that sit on the stage and everybody discusses why are we still single. So, but what I realized,
because I love being single.
Exactly.
What's better than in life than being single?
Right.
You know what? You know, like I'm a single mother. I don't like how it sounds because being a single mother is amazing because you only have one child instead of two, you know, your husband and your kid. And then you can actually distinguish a single mother really easily. There are a lot of advantages. First of all, she's wearing short shorts probably or transparent dress because no one can tell her, hey, this is too transparent or this is too short. Whoa. She's actually happy because after pregnancy, we like to express our sexuality, you know, and we actually like to be praised for what we do instead of the husband coming home and be like, but you were just sitting with the baby at home all day, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't know if everybody says that, but obviously you do.
I love it. I love being a mom, and I don't mind being a single mom. It's amazing.
That's cool. Very nice. So, we'll go to that thing. Well, maybe you'll go too. Who knows, you know?
So, I just love experts.
Yeah,
that's what I'm into. Like, who are those people? What are those unicorns? What is
exactly,
it? How do you
right?
become one?
Right. I don't know. They maybe self-proclaimed, you know? I don't know. In their own world, they're experts. I don't know. But at any rate, it's a great place to meet people. So, you know, I mean, both times I've been to that event, I met nice women that never went anywhere, but this time I'm determined. If I meet somebody there, it's going to be different. You know, I'm going to behave differently.
Gonna get some.
I'm gonna be more persistent. You know, I realized I become like I let go people too easily. You know, and from what I understand, women do want to be pursued. You know, they want to be kind of play hard to get, you know, things like that, you know. It's like work a little hard to get me sort of thing. And I'm starting to realize that, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially old school women. I don't understand the whole hookup culture.
Yeah,
I don't understand that people meet on the online dating sites and then they just meet, mm-hmm. and then they have sex. I just don't understand. There's nothing interesting about it, neither for a guy or for a girl. I'm just from a different world. I don't understand that, but I don't understand. Like, I think the most unattractive thing to say to a guy is like, hey, where are we gonna have sex already, you know? And the guy's like, yeah, no. I don't know.
That depends if he's attracted to you or not. I'm telling you.
I think immediately the guy will be like, oh, I don't know if I'm so attracted. I don't know. It's just my world. What
right.
do you think?
No. I mean, look, that's totally a female view more. I think many guys are like that as well. You know, I mean, I tend to agree with you. There's got to be context to it. There's got to be a plot, right? There's got to be sort of a story to it. But let me tell you, many men and women that I know prefer just to have sex, you know? And they don't want to connect with people. And they date a lot. They have sex a lot. And they seem to enjoy it, you know? So, but I think if we had to generalize, then yeah, I mean, that's how I feel also, is that you want to have some kind of context there, you know.
Right, but it makes your life so much harder if you need to have context. I would love to be easier going with that. It's just like the way I am, and I have to deal with it. But, you know, like, be a little sluttier, your life would be so much easier, right? But no.
Yeah. Well, you know what word I learned is thought, THOT. Have you heard of that? And we'll get to this news story in a minute, but it means that hoe over there. So thought. So now you know.
What is that
so,
again?
That hoe.
That
over
hoe
there.
Over there. Oh.
So those are the ones that I think, you know, go easy and stuff. But I have to. I mean, I always sort of opposed it because, look, the women in my life that I stayed a long time with,
like 2 weeks.
Well,
just kidding.
No, it was usually the second time, maybe, or you know. Yeah, it was just that. Yeah, second or third time usually is my. But I think that's probably the average of where it should be, don't you think? Or is that too soon? Two, three times.
Two, three dates?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's way too soon.
Way too soon.
I like me and marinated.
Right.
You know?
But, so you never had that connection where you feel, God, I just want to really kiss this guy right now.
No, absolutely. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. It's but again, if we talk about the average, it depends on what you want. If you, there are those types of relationships when it's just a passion, it's a spark, it doesn't last more than 6 months usually.
Yeah, right.
I feel like what
like
I've...
the honeymoon stage.
Right. What I've noticed in the longer relationships, in the relationship that last longer, they start kind of easygoing, you know? They kind of start slow.
Yeah, that depends. Maybe it also depends on the age also, but I... But now I'm totally convinced of it because my son has, you know, just wanted to hook up all the time, right? He's in his early 20s. And that's what he's done, but he says, I haven't found any pleasure in that, so... Now that he met someone that he really likes, he waited. I don't know how long they waited, but I think weeks he made him wait, you know? So now he's in love with her and they're like an item, you
know?
So, yeah, so that may be, I think there's something to it, you know?
It's just the, I think the excitement of doing that is so, I feel like if you wait, you know, if the dessert is right in front of you, and you eat it, it's kind of like, okay, that was it. But if you're suddenly craving for the special dessert and you have to go all the way to the other side of LA for this, through the traffic, you have to wait, but you really want it, you know, right, then you get it and you're like, oh my God, this was the best dessert
right,
ever.
Like anticipation. You're right. That's a good way to look at it. You see, you learn new things every day, you know. And that's why it's cool to talk to people from different cultures, because we each bring their own, like, the part of their culture that, you know. And it's interesting because I was reading yesterday about, like, doing business as Americans in Israel. And they talk about, like, how the culture is different in many ways, like in the directness of conversation. So they're saying how Israelis are very direct. To them, it's like, Americans are less direct. And I would imagine Russians are probably more direct too, right? I mean, do you usually like tell people to their face things, or do you sugarcoat things?
Oh, we never sugarcoat things.
Right.
We mostly, that's why we don't smile and people are like, oh, Russians are always angry. No. No. Well,
that's
we
true.
Are. We I'll are always that. Angry on the other hand. But we don't want to sugar that up or
yeah,
whatever.
Right, sugarcoat.
We don't want to sugarcoat. Thank you. I'm learning a lot of new terms today too.
Yes.
But if you become our friend, you know, it's genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes longer for us to get used to people. But
less trusting.
Less trusting. Why would you be? But right. Here in LA, people are also less trusting, but they pretend to trust you right away. And this is very confusing for people who come from outside of the country. We're like, but you are my best friend in 2 minutes. What happened now? You know?
Right? I went through it too. That's why it's been hard for me to find really good friends I can trust with my life.
When did you come here?
Many years ago, 40 years ago.
Oh, my God. That's
a long time ago. I was here. It was in the 70s. And I had the best time. I still do. I think it's the best place in the world to live. I've lived in several places. And I happen to love it here.
How was it in the 70s?
Oh, wow, man. And I lived in Vegas in the 70s.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Imagine coming from Israel to live in Vegas.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very small town back then, you know. And the best partying town ever, you know. I mean, imagine I came here at 16, the ripe age for partying, you know. To me, it was like revolutionary to be able to get a driver's license at 16.
That's crazy, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because most countries, it's 18.
Yeah.
So I was like going crazy. I had this, my parents had bought me this like 1970 Buick that was like an aircraft carrier. That's
oh
how friggin' big
God,
it was.
This is super
like those
fancy
Cadillacs, you know.
Whoa.
But it was an older car, you know. I mean, not new or anything, but I looked so ridiculous.
But on the other hand, you were 16, you couldn't drink for
five years.
5 years.
Yeah.
So in Russia, we legally can drink at 18. Of course, everyone starts drinking. It's Russia.
Right.
You know, but here, people only start drinking at 21, right?
Right, yeah. And that's interesting. That's another interesting thing if we're comparing cultures, is in Israel, people are not big on drinking, you know? So that's why I think the age is 18, but nobody really cares, you know? I mean, Israelis will have some beer and stuff, but on the whole, they don't get drunk that
much. They don't
much.
Go crazy.
No, they don't. They have other shit they deal with, but but drinking is not
like
one
what?
Of them, you know? Well, you know, because we were thinking, we went to a family dinner the other day, and we thought, wow, this is the check. You know, it was a couple hundred bucks or something. And we started talking. We said, you know, when Americans go and have the same meal at the same restaurant, their bill is probably twice or three times because they drink. You know, imagine if everybody gets one or two drinks. That adds to the check quite a bit.
Yeah, well,
right?
that's very Jewish.
If you are right.
I mean, understand me correctly. I only am making fun of people that I can make fun of myself. Because
right.
I'm 1/16. I'm 1/16 Jewish. It's right here in my nose, right here, this little bump. I like Jewish culture. The best people to talk to are those very old Jewish people, you know?
Yeah, both wise ladies. People, yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing. They play chess and just talk about life. And the humor is amazing. Sense of humor is amazing. Do you know Odessa, the city in Ukraine?
Yes, I've heard of it.
Very much Jewish community.
Yeah, it's a lot of them come to Israel. Yeah.
Filled with the humor.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Really?
It's hilarious. It's one of my favorite cities in the world. Yeah.
That's cool. But Israelis are quite different from, I would say, Russian Jews. You know, when Jews come from Russia to Israel, they immigrate there. It's hard for them to assimilate, you know. It's very different cultures. But they're definitely the smartest people of, I think, all the people that are immigrating to Israel, by far. And it's not my opinion, it's a fact.
I feel like, you know, it's a lot in the family, because Jewish moms, what they do, how Jewish moms are distinguished, they find even a little tiny talent in their baby, and they raise it.
Right.
They do everything for it to grow. That's why I have so many amazing Jewish genius peoples in history.
Right.
All the musicians, all the scientists, everything. Yeah. Look at the
32,
top.
Yeah. 32 Nobel Prizes are Jewish.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're proud of that. And, you know, and the pride comes, I think, from the fact that, look, over 5,000 years, Jews have been persecuted. And, you know, everybody tried to eliminate them and annihilate them. And nobody ever succeeds.
They like cockroaches. They don't die.
Exactly. We're all over the friggin' place, too, you know. In every corner of the world, you'll find Jews. And there's not that many.
All the best corners of the world.
Yeah, well, so. The furthest corners of the world. But at the same time, you know what's another interesting thing? If you look at history, many countries, when they got rid of their Jews, their economies collapsed. And I don't know why that is, but... Well, otherwise, other than they contributed a lot, you know. And I think, you know, in a way... it's a miracle that Jews have survived, you know, and some historians say that. They're like, how can it be that huge empires rose and fell and the Jews are still there, you know, with no country for thousands of years and things like that, you know. So, yeah, so it's an interesting story. And I think, and when you think about it, you know, most of the culture we have today, at least in the West, came from the Bible, you know. It's like the Ten Commandments became our laws almost, you know, like, you know, don't steal, don't kill, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, things like that. So they all came from religion, and people don't understand that, but from Judaism and Christianity, who adopted this. So, so it's influenced a lot, you know, and yet... they've been always persecuted. Now, when people say the Jews are the chosen people, I'm saying, yeah, we were chosen to suffer. That's what we were chosen to do. That's what it means, you know? It doesn't mean like, hey, we're favored by anybody, you know? I mean, all you can see is in Jewish history is just like a lot of grief and...
It's a lot of darkness. You know what? My second thought now is that... you asked me earlier, why was I so itchy to travel around? Maybe it's my 1/16th of Jewish blood.
Right.
Maybe I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta do
the
things.
The nomads, right? Have to travel around the world. But Jews have had to move around the world all the time. But for those of you just joining us, thank you for joining us. We're back on the air. I'm talking to Anna today. And as you notice now, the show is totally freaking diverse. Two accents, two foreign accents. You know, you listeners, you definitely have to love immigrants.
I can make more accents. I can do Asian accent, Indian accent. Just kidding. Sorry.
It's okay. It's easy to do Russian accents too.
It is.
So, but that's cool. I mean, it's good to be able to laugh at ourselves and our differences and all that. But that's what's great about America. You know, you somehow manage to all get together here
And love at each other.
Part, yeah. For the most part, assimilate and accept each other. You know, there's always those that don't. But that's what America is about. You know, I wish we could preserve it somehow with this election. But go figure, you know.
Election. Yeah. Are you going to touch on this?
Well, I don't know. I was leaning there. Or maybe yeah. I wasn't. I figured yeah. eventually we'd end up there, you know.
Absolutely. I feel like this is a great opportunity for, like, the comedians are on fire right now with this election. They're just like, they're writing and their hand is like, oh, burning, it's burning.
Yeah, right.
They love it.
Yeah. No, there's a lot going on with this election. And it's important to know it, I guess, when people listen to the show a year or two from now, that today or yesterday, Hillary was selected as the actual Democratic nominee for president, which is a big deal because it's the first time a female presidential nominee is chosen for a major political party. And
yay, women.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think maybe.
But you know what? I mean, but that's the thing though. Don't vote for her because she's a woman, you know? I mean, really, if you vote for Hillary, don't vote because she's a woman, because she'll alienate you with a lot of different things that she does, you know? And so many people are like one issue voters, you know. It's like, you know, if you're like LGBT, it's like, oh, well, as long as the candidate is friendly to us and you know, so that's who we'll vote for. But that's not everything. You know, what about their diplomatic ability, you know, their ability to lead the military, things like that? You know, those are, you know, we won't have a freedom to be gay or anything if we get invaded by the Nation of Islam, or no, Nation of Islam is actually a name of a group here, but no, by, I don't know, invaders, whatever.
This is definitely a very interesting time right now for United States because we don't know what is going to happen.
Yeah,
you know, we don't know what the future holds. It's very exciting and very scary at the same time.
That's true. You got to look at it as opportunity really to change. And and the reason I'm not voting for Hillary is because I don't want more of Obama. And we've had enough, okay? 8 years has been enough. The Democrats have had a chance to show what they can do. I think it's time to change. My opinion is Trump, no, he's far from being the best choice the Republicans could have made. But he happens to represent that idealism, that ideology is what I'm looking for, not idealism, but the ideology that I subscribe to, you know, which is smaller government, you know, more faith in the economy and in businesses to really grow the economy, and hands off of people's private business, you know. And and I'm for a strong military, strong diplomatic stance, and I think the Republicans will deliver that more than the Democrats are promising to. Now, you know, and there's issues with the Democrats as well. I understand they're offering great things and stuff, but I don't think Hillary's the one to do it. I don't want more of Obama, and the stage is yours now. And this is cool because I'd love to know what you are. First, tell us, how long have you been here this time?
This time, I came over, I think 3 years. The time is so confusing right now. I came over in 2014 for a film school. I graduated the Los Angeles Film School.
Oh, wow. So that's 2 years. 2 years you've been here.
Yeah.
So it's home for you now, I mean, for the most part,
yeah,
right?
Settle down. Two cats, a baby. Yeah. That's it.
Wow. So you're a cat lady.
Yeah, I'm definitely crazy, definitely a lady, but I know that crazy cat lady look is kind of like, you know, there is no family around. So I guess yeah. to do that, to be a legit crazy cat lady, yeah. I have to
go. Well, I didn't say crazy, though. That's what you said. I just said cat lady.
Cat lady. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a cat woman. No, I mean, that's, yeah. That's,
I love cats. Look at my bag. I have a bag yeah. that's shaped of a cat.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Yeah. Super cute. Super cute.
Oh, yeah, it is shaped like a cat. Wow, that's pretty cute.
But about election, you know, I listen to it, and I was like, yeah, I used to live by the principle, between two evils, try the one you never tried before.
Mm. So. That's true, right? And some people look at it the other way. It's like they'd rather go with the familiar, with the known evil, you know.
Yeah, but see, for a lot of people, you said the very correct thing about people want to choose Hillary because she's a woman. And I saw someone interviewing people on the streets, and they were just asking, who are you going to vote for? And they're like, yeah, we're going to vote for Hillary. Why? Well, because she's a woman. Right. We never had a woman president. We want to see what it's going to be like.
Right. That's true. That's true. Well, all I can say is that I was hoping to see a lot of change with the black president, but all I'm seeing is more division now than ever. That's why I don't understand why the Democrats are so, like, angry at police and things like this, when this is happening on Obama's watch, people, and you don't understand that. So if you want more of the same, I don't know, but I sure don't see any more unity than we had 8 years ago. So to me, he failed in that way. I don't want Hillary to continue that. So the decision became very simple for me. Between now and November, I might actually grow to really hate Trump, because he's got a big mouth, I admit. He says stupid things, and he does stupid things. But at the same time, he's not the only one that's going to be in government. You know, I mean, we're giving them too much credit. I mean, the president, that's the most powerful job in the world today. But nevertheless, there's checks and balances in this system, and that's what's great. You know, you can't do outlandish things as president because you have people to answer to.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's a great thing. And are you involved in, well, not involved, but let's say, do Russian politics interest you when you're here?
I'll be honest with you. I'm one of those people who are a little scared and of politics generally, because I feel like, not scared, but I feel like it's all a little bit of a circus for people to be busy with. You know, that's what I feel like. Right. And I don't believe deep down in my, I want to believe, but I don't really believe that people actually make the choice. Maybe it's because I'm from Russia. Maybe because in Russia, you cannot actually make a change, because if you don't have the actual freedom of word in Russia, if someone will say something about the president on the radio or on the newspaper, that's it. It's going to be closed. Mm. You only say what they want you to say.
Really?
Here in the United States, it's crazy how people freely talk about how the president screwed up here and there,
right?
You know?
Isn't that amazing that you can do that? People don't understand the freedom we have here, right? Yeah. When you grow up without it and then you discover it, you go, wow. Right?
I'm still not used to it. That's
why
I don't even go there. I'm not used to have the voice.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And then you go, shit, you know, I'll go back to Russia. Somebody's going to kill me for what I said in the United States. And that's the state of affairs there, you know, with all the change, you know, supposedly into democracy and everything, the collapse of the Soviet Union. It's, you know, with Putin, it's back to, you know, it's back to that Russian way. You know what I'm saying? To that socialist where you concentrate the power with only a few people.
Yeah, it's scary for me, because it's just scary what you cannot do. But I'm not so much into that to actually judge what's happening there right now.
Right. Yeah. Good for you. Just stay away from that.
I know. I'll better.
Yeah.
Do fun stuff here.
Yeah. You know. I mean, look. It's like somebody told me. I mean, my brother lives in China, and when I was telling somebody he lives in China, people went, oh, why don't you open a radio station in China? I said, you got to be shitting me, man. You know, I mean, that's what everybody laughs about. It's because in China, there's no such thing as like a private radio station where you can say whatever the hell you want. You know, it just doesn't happen there. And that's what people have to understand. They're not a Western society, and they never will be. You know, I don't care how capitalistic they become as far as economy, but in their mentality, it's like we're crazy, you know? We're the crazy ones.
I thought I heard that they don't even have Facebook there. There is no such thing as Facebook.
No, you can't express yourself like that. No. I don't know how my brother accesses it, but he does. So I don't know.
Well, he's Jewish, right?
There we go. Yeah, we totally probably offended everybody on the show today with that generalization.
For me, that all comes from the place of love. I'm 1/16th Jewish myself, you know.
Yeah. We laugh. I mean, this show, you know, just for the record, we're not here to offend people, although sometimes we may, but that's what happens when you have opinions, you know, and that's what it's about. We have opinions here, and we invite you to continue listening. And if you like it, stick around. I know on Facebook, I have a lot of, you know, Facebook friends, you know, so it's like friends in quotation marks, that I don't really know even in person or, you know, it just because in the beginning of Facebook, 8 years ago, when I started the show and everything, the station, I felt that we need to be out there, and everybody's racing to have a lot of friends. So I reached like 4,000 friends in like a year or something, right? And because everybody that would want to friend me, I would just say, okay. So, but what that means is now I have a lot of people that I don't really know whose stuff I'm reading, and a lot of it is really offensive, but I don't get offended. What pisses me off is the ignorance of people. But I'm saying, look, if I unfriend all of them, all I'm going to see is one side of everything, the side that I like. But that's not how reality is. You got to see what the other half thinks.
I like your view on that.
It's, you know, you really,
really
do.
Wise, yeah.
Because otherwise, you're going to go, well, how are you going to even argue? If you're a conservative, but you're not out there, how are you going to, talk to a liberal and say this or that if you're not informed?
Right.
You know? So, and there's a lot of hatred and stuff on Facebook as well, which I can't stand.
You know what?
But those people, I'll let them go.
I'm having a social media diet right now. I'm on the tons of social media, just so you know.
Really?
I'm on Instagram. I'm on Periscope. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook.
Well, all
I'm
I can tell you, all I can tell you is our listenership since we started the show today is way up there. So it has to be you.
Oh,
yeah. It's higher than it used to be.
You know what? I didn't tell them. I was like, not telling them.
Really? You didn't tell anybody?
No, I didn't.
Oh, so it's not your people. Okay.
I said today on my Periscope, I said, don't listen to Ellie talk today at 10 a.m.
Really? Is that what you wrote? You're funny. You're sneaky.
Yeah.
Awesome. You're quick on your feet.
So I am having a little bit of a social media diet right now. I'm not going on Facebook or Instagram, you know, to check the feed.
Right.
Because I feel like I'm a little overwhelmed with that.
There is too much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too much.
You have to clear yourself up sometimes. You have to drink that green juice for 2 days, you know?
Yeah. No, that's true, you know? I mean, because, look, what social media does, I think it amplifies everything that you do. So, you know, when people post things, it's like, you know, it becomes like, I don't know, it becomes like a big thing, you know, when it like explodes almost, you know. And so if people do like hateful things, it really comes across as loud.
Really, yes. And the funny thing is that other people who try to stop it, they only magnify that by more hatred.
You're exactly.
Like, hey, stop hating this, but they sound so hateful.
Right?
Themselves,
exactly.
You know? It's like,
exactly.
Stop and smell the roses, people.
Yeah. Well, I won't say who are like that, but you could probably guess whether they're on the right or on the left. But that's a pretty for another day of conversation. Let's so let's break away from politics now, because we beat it to death for today at least.
Did you know that they now have a solar airplane?
Yeah, I did see that, right? And they managed to actually fly it.
They actually, a plane just finished the round the world trip.
Wow.
And yeah, it just flew around the world without a single drop of fuel.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
now, how
two
cool
seats.
Is that?
It's amazing. Right. Yeah.
You see, the thing is that they'll eventually be able to do cars that way too. The only problem is with...
It's not going to drive in Russia. No sun over there.
No sun, right? But with solar energy also, you need like a big area to attract the sun to. So on a plane, you have that surface. But on a car, you don't have that much, you know. So that's why if you see solar cars, they're like really large.
Right, right. So, so it says 17,248 solar cells attached to the wings. And it's like, if you look at
that's
the picture
lot.
Of it, it's a lot.
Right.
But this is the revolution. I'm actually surprised it's out there because, you know, in my unicorn world, I feel like everything is invented already without using the gas. But the fuel, like the gas people, you know, they stop it. They
right.
block it.
Yeah.
So I was so
the
excited
oil companies,
to see that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I mean, look, we're moving to electric, so and other energy. So eventually, we'll get off that oil diet. But for now, we're still with it. What I wanted to bring is this. I mean, do you want to hear like outrageous shit? I mean,
bring it on the table,
I mean,
Sam.
Yeah, but you'll hear it. It's actually sad at the end, but. But it's outrageous. That's what I'm saying. But you got to hear this. Let me prepare for this story because sometimes it's hard for me to swallow some of these things that happen. Let me give you the headline first, okay? Let me give you the headline. Malawi, that's in Africa, arrests a man that bragged about sex with children. Okay.
Again?
Okay. There's a man that bragged about having sex with children. Okay. So he was arrested. Now, let me give you the story here. Okay. Now, this man has got HIV. Okay. He's HIV positive, this man. Now, why is he having sex with all these underage girls? Well, to initiate them into womanhood. Now, how does that happen? He told local and international media that families pay him to have sex with young girls to mark their passage from childhood into adulthood.
I'm speechless.
Aren't you speechless? I mean, it's like parents hire him when the girls reach puberty as a form of ritual cleansing, he said.
Do the parents know that he is HIV positive?
Probably not. Probably not. But the question is, does it really fucking matter?
No.
I mean, think about this,
no,
right?
But it's insane. It's just, oh,
he's
wow.
like, he says some of the girls are 12 or 13, but I prefer them older. All these girls find pleasure in having me as their, what they call them, hyena. So I guess he's not the only one that does this.
That's terrible.
Yeah. They actually are proud and tell other people that this man is a real man. He knows how to please a woman.
I don't understand that at all. This is crazy.
Yeah, the families are paying him. The families are paying him unaware of his HIV status. Yeah, they don't use protection as such as condoms.
That's a terrible. What?
I mean, what kind of a story is this? I mean, don't you want to go and just fucking bomb the whole fucking place? I mean, how can you do this to children? How?
I don't understand that. I'm very sensitive about the subject.
Yeah.
Super sensitive.
Yeah.
So I it's hard for me to process that right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's move on to another story. another story is a mom beating up her girl, but I think I should stay away from that one too.
Oh gosh.
Donald Trump encourages Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's email.
Oh, Russians can totally do that.
I know,
ask
right?
that 13-year-old boy. He's gonna do that.
I'm telling you, wow. This Trump is freaking crazy, man.
Both Hillary and Bernie Sanders asked him to just close his Twitter. Just like they're like, stop tweeting. Just stop it.
Yeah, your mouth. You have a big mouth. You know, just like yeah, let your advisors. You know, but that's the thing. That's his tactic. But I know he's gonna be. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
How about the VMA nominations?
What about that?
They posted the nominees
for
and
what,
Video Music Awards.
Oh, the VMA, right.
Yeah. Beyoncé got 11 nominations. That's
wow.
Whoop whoop for Beyoncé, and then Taylor.
But that's
Swift.
Not surprising, right? I mean, she's obviously the hottest talent right now.
She is, but
and
who
then
else?
Taylor
is?
Swift.
Taylor Swift didn't get any.
Really?
At all?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about Katy Perry?
I don't know. You know, I have to check it out. It's
because she's probably
here.
Up there, right?
It's over here. Yeah.
Lady Gaga probably didn't do anything in the past year, right?
Okay, let's see. So, the video of the year, Adele, Beyonce, Drake, Justin Bieber, Kanye West. Best female video, Adele, Hello, Beyonce, Hold Up, Sia, Cheap Thrills, Ariana Grande, Into You, Rihanna, Work, you know, the
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
Best male video, Drake, Bryson Tiller, Calvin Harris, Kanye West, The Weeknd. Best collaboration, Beyonce with Kendrick Lamar, Freedom, Fifth Harmony with Dolla Sign. Dolla Sign. Ariana Grande with Lil Wayne, Calvin Harris. Oh, Rihanna is there. Okay, best hip hop. Drake, I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's
yes,
a lot of people, but the usual ones, you know, it's like the usual suspects. I mean, yeah, Kanye West and Taylor Swift and all the other ones you mentioned, you know?
Yeah, I don't see anything so much new here. I mean, I haven't heard of Dolla Sign yet.
Yeah,
before
I know.
That,
but you know who's cool on that list is Weeknd, right?
Right.
Have you listened to his songs? Weeknd, you know, he's got a couple of good songs, like, I can't remember the name of it, but our listeners probably do. They're like, did you ever listen to a radio show and they don't remember a name of something and you go, come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
This,
good.
You know?
It goes, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you like Weeknd.
Something
the Weeknd
with my
can't
face.
Feel. Oh, I
can't
can feel
my
face.
Face.
Yeah, that's Thank a great you. One. That's you know that what
you
that's
saved
about.
Saved my ass. Yeah.
I was a little procrastinating with this.
Yeah.
No, I just couldn't find it.
Yeah, I know, but I remembered my face something, and then
yeah,
you
I
came
can
up
feel my
that.
Face when you were around or something.
Right.
Like that,
yeah.
Right?
What an awesome song. Yeah. Well, this is cool. So, we're almost at the end of the show. Anna, I thank you so much for joining me.
It's was awesome to be here. Thank you for having
me. An absolute pleasure. Do you want to tell people where they can find you, follow you, see you, like you, all
yeah,
of those things?
Absolutely. I'll do that. So my Periscope, where you can see me pretty much every day for different silly reasons, is Anna_A_Petrova, P-E-T-R-O-V-A. I also have a Peri Fitness account where I do the fitness exercising, so you can exercise with me. The same goes for the Instagram. It's Anna_A_Petrova, and then the Snapchat is AnnaPetrova7. That's it.
Wow. Can you ever say your name Petrova or always Petrova? Because
oh,
you're used to it, right?
That's do I say Petrova?
You no, just
I
said
Petrova.
Petrova. I can't
Petrova.
Say it like you, you know.
Roll those R's.
Yeah. But that's cool, you know. But that's is that a common Russian name?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the top three.
Yeah. Anything with Ova to it is Russian or
Ivanov,
Polish, right?
Ivanova, yeah. Petrov, Petrova, Sidorov, Sidorov. Yeah.
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 Okay, great. Did you say something to your Russian friends? No,
to
what
my
was
Russian
it?
Friends.
What did you just say?
Привет, привет. No, I was saying the common last names in Russia.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something to your friends. Okay, well, thank you all for joining us. Anna, thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, I think it's going to be a short ride between today and Monday. Stay with us. Follow us right here on the radio. And you know where you can find us everywhere. You can just go on our website. On LA Talk Radio. Find Sam in the Morning. Find where it is. Download the shows. Listen to anything from the past. 8 years worth of archives. It's amazing. So thank you all for joining us. Anna, thanks again.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning. Talk Radio.